This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now on to one of the great emotional and logistical challenges for baby boomers, caring for parents at a distance. There are the costs of travel and time missed from work, and then there's the worry and guilt when you can't be there for sick parents. As part of a series we're calling The New Healthcare Math, a joint collaboration between Marketplace and the New York Times, we hear Lou Ellen Barkin's personal story.
I'm Lou Ellen Barkin, and I'm the president and CEO of the Alzheimer's Association New York City chapter. The most interesting thing that's happened to me in the course of a fairly long career in three different industries, really, is that last few years when I became my own client, and I thought sitting here at the Alzheimer's Association as the CEO, I should surely be able to handle my own situation. And I was shocked, really shocked, to find out how vulnerable I was. And much of that was really associated with the fact that my mother and father had lived in Florida for many years. They had really made a life for themselves there. So it became imperative for me to travel back and forth to Florida to help my mom take care of my father originally when his Alzheimer's became a big issue. And later on when she became ill and had a stroke, I had to run back and forth to take care of her. It was extremely difficult. I'm 68 years old now. The year that this really started was around 1987. That year, my father had some surgery, and he was under the anesthetic for a fairly long time. And in the recovery period, we all noticed his memory was really very much impaired, and he seemed kind of spacey to all of us. He died in November of 2001, shortly after 9/11, in what was really surely one of the saddest months or years of my life. My mom, in that period, spent all of their resources caring for him. And so my brother and I have decided that we would share the expense for caring for my mother, but she didn't want to come back to New York. My parents' finances were very old-fashioned, meaning that I don't think my mother or father ever expected to live as long or need the kind of money they needed. What I've done for my children is to be very clear about what our wishes are. And the other thing we've done is we have not ever said to them the one thing you must never say to your children, which is you may never put me in a nursing home. We have families who say that, and the children feel immense guilt because they can't possibly take care of their parents on their own. I'm not sure what money's for, really. I used to say to them all the time when I was younger, life is for living and money is for spending. When you're dead, you won't have bills. And there's a real truth to that, unless you're sick. And the problem is that as we all live longer, the thing that my husband and I fear most is, you know, not dying and not running out of money, really. It's what we fear is that we're going to get sick and need somebody to take care of us. And having seen what that can do to somebody, that's really scary.